News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil set to agree a joint government formation document this week. But who else will go into government with them? We are joined by Nasa Harrigan, Green Party TD, and the co-leader of the Social Democrats, Róisín Shortall. Nasa, I might come to you first. Are the Greens...
Good morning.
Are the Greens going to continue to sit on the fence when it comes to government formation?
Well, I don't think we are sitting on the fence. I think we've suggested a number of ways that we could form government during the COVID crisis and then still allow for proper policy talks after it. I guess we're very mindful, or certainly I'm very mindful, of what Pascal Donoghue has been saying in the Dáil for the last few weeks, which is we really have no idea what the future holds. We've spent over 8 billion or committed to spending over 8 billion in the last 2 to 3 weeks. And so it'll be almost impossible to form serious programme for government documents. We don't know what the fiscal outlook will be. And so our position was always, we want to be in government, but we don't want to get into a government with little or no policy commitments, because we will still have a housing crisis, we will still have questions about our health service, and we will still have a climate crisis, and we need a plan for those.
Yeah.
So considering that, we suggested you could have something like a unity government.
Yeah.
You could support the caretaker government. You could provide stability to a government.
We've heard those arguments. It's not going to happen. There's nobody else who wants unity government.
Just to be clear, not just unity government, but even to provide stability to a new government during the COVID crisis and then begin talks. The reason that's not going to happen is because Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have no interest in it.
Interest in what exactly?
They have no interest in continuing with a caretaker government.
We can't continue with a caretaker government. That's not remotely credible at this stage. You have ministers in there who have no mandate whatsoever, who are making decisions. It's not remotely credible that would continue for weeks, never mind months.
Well, you're right that there is an issue around mandate here, but to form a government for 5 years based on what they're calling now statements of principle is totally irresponsible.
But Nasa, we can't suspend democracy. What you're saying is effectively suspend democracy.
What Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are trying to do is provide people with the lie that there's some kind of a narrow choice here, that the only way that we can continue as a country is if Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil create some kind of a power block here and form a government. That's simply not true. We're in the middle of a crisis.
Is the reality not particularly... Particularly in the case of Fine Gael, they are reluctantly stepping up to the mark. They'd rather go into opposition, but they actually realise the only way to form a government is for parties to come together. And the Greens, whether it's true a lack of political courage or political opportunism, are not engaging.
Well, the key phrase there is for people to come together. Fine Gael have decided, and Fianna Fáil have decided, that there's a very narrow set of people that they will deal with, and that's not coming together. It's based on this idea that somehow decision-making will be easier if they get the Greens in. But look, we spent over 2 weeks talking to...
Decision will be easier if there's a government.
I hadn't actually finished.
Yeah.
Just after the election. And we realised very quickly how far away we are from them in terms of policy. They couldn't commit to our climate goals. We also didn't agree on how to revitalise the housing issue and deal with homelessness. So the idea that somehow decision making will be easier with us in there is flawed. And it only really works if it's on the premise that we simply won't agree on policy and they will be always able to outvote us.
Right. I'm sure they would say if you went in there and negotiated, you could get your policies implemented. But look, I'll come back to you in a second. I will come back to you. I do want to bring in Róisín Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats. Róisín, I have to put it to you. There is an historic opportunity here to radically reform the health service once all this COVID-19 issue is finally dealt with. You're the person who's been driving that in relation to Sláintecare. If you don't go into government, you're missing that once in a generation opportunity to actually bring about the kind of change you've been talking about for the last 10 years.
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
The first thing I want to say is that the Social Democrats are strongly supporting the government in their response to this COVID crisis.
Yeah, but that's a given. We know that. You haven't played politics. We accept that.
We haven't played politics.
Yeah.
And, you know, where there are issues, we raise them directly with the Taoiseach. We don't take to the airwaves to do that. So, you know, in terms of the response to the COVID crisis, our support will be constructive and it will continue.
Okay.
In relation to the issue of putting together a coalition government, you know, you have to look at what is the history in relation to coalition governments. A government has to last, and the parties need to be, you know, reasonably compatible in their policies. And the other thing, of course, is that there needs to be reasonable relative strength in terms of the numbers of the parties in government. Otherwise, you know, the thing can fall apart. Now, you know, the fact of the matter is that there are very significant differences in policies and approach between the Social Democrats and Fine Gael, principally, and to a lesser extent between ourselves and Fianna Fáil. Mm. So there's no point in glossing over that.
No, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But to come back to my point about, you could walk in there and say, I want to be Minister for Health, and when all this is over, I want a budget to introduce Launch a Care. And it's an opportunity that very few health ministers have had. You could be the Noel Brown of this generation to radically change our health service. To me, that's an opportunity. I struggle to see how a political party can walk away from that opportunity, notwithstanding all the issues that you raise, which are real issues, but they're not insurmountable.
Well, Shane, I agree with you. There is an opportunity to change the way we do a whole lot of things at the moment. And, I mean, one of the key things from the Social Democrats' point of view is that we believe that the state should play a central role in the provision of public services. Now, that's a major difference between ourselves and Fine Gael. Whether that's in relation to introducing a single-tier public health service or proper housing, affordable housing, or proper, you know, childcare, state-funded childcare, or protection for renters. There's a whole range of areas there that have now been exposed through this crisis, where the state has taken a back seat and has left the provision of those key services to the market.
Okay.
And that's been the problem with this. There is potential for doing something. We've seen how over a short period of time, the health service, other services can get into gear and can, you know, meet a huge need that's there. But the point is that those changes must remain, and there must be commitment from the new government to continue with the public provision of services not revert back to the
final
market
question.
Model, which is what Fine Gael is like.
Final
to
question
do.
To both of you, and we're just out of time, so just briefly, Roisin, to you first. Any circumstances where you could see yourself going into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael if and when they agree a deal this week?
Well, look, we do want to be constructive. They've said that they're producing this framework document. I don't know what's going to be in that or what kind of detail would be in that, but we will certainly look at that and give it consideration.
Is that a maybe?
And, you know, whether in government or in opposition, the Social Democrats will play a constructive role.
Grant, but is that a maybe? Is it a maybe?
Future.
You're not ruling it out.
We will look at all possibilities.
Okay.
We are concerned about the fact that there would be a block of 72 essentially conservative TDs, and whether or not we could influence that. Sometimes you can have more influence in opposition than in government.
All right. I'm not sure this is one of those times. But anyway, Nasa, same question to you. Any circumstances that you could imagine going into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael if they agree a deal this week?
Well, this week is the issue, I suppose, is based on statements of principle. We don't think that that's a good policy basis for government. We'll certainly read the document, but, you know, being in government is more than good vibes or good influence. You need contracts and deadlines and written agreements on policy implementation. So we'll have to look at what they produce.
OK, thanks to Nasa Harrigan, Green Party TD, and Roisin Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats.